My body does not physically handle sitting or stationary positions for long periods of time. I would like to do more walking meditation. Walking has a lot more distractions. Can you give some specifics on where to put my focus, rise and fall of breath, feet, skeleton moving, where to look, etc.? Is it possible to achieve the same level of calmness, concentration and insights when the body is moving and you cannot close eyes or keep focus on one spot? A lot of it is what feels helpful, so that in terms of a focus, personally I just tend to come down to the sensation of touch at the feet, and keep myself grounded in that, the physical sensation of touch. In doing that, it's not too rigid a focus, so that then there's also a feeling of the movement of the body, of the feet, so that it's it's sort of bringing attention down into the lower extremities of the body. But I think I mentioned it also where I've also done walking meditation in conjunction with the breath, so that there's using the breath, so walking quite slowly and then on the in-breath, lifting of the foot, on the out-breath, setting it down. Walking quite slowly, breath is quite distinct, the moving is distinct. One could be doing walking meditation and just staying with the breath itself. One could be using, I know that in Thailand, many of the monks will do walking meditation using that mantra Buddho. So that it's more of an inner recitation as they're walking. One can be doing the contemplations of the body, the skeleton moving, so that there's, in terms of where to look, really keeping the eyes downcast, and be about 5-6 feet in front of one, just in front of one enough so that one can see where one's going, it's a clear path, but not sort of looking around. And then also making sure that the walking path is prescribed in the sense that you've got a clear beginning and end of the path. It's not sort of indistinct sort of wandering. It's a walking path that is quite clear and even. And certainly when the Buddha, there's a discourse in the Anguttara Nikaya where the Buddha talks of the benefits of walking meditation. And one of the benefits of walking meditation is the concentration that arises from the walking meditation is very stable. As one cultivates the walking meditation and the mind becomes focused in that, there's a stability of that samadhi that carries through, very, very solid. So that's a prerequisite for insight and understanding, so that the insights that would come from that would be that's not just because one is actually physically moving doesn't mean that one can't have insights into the Dhamma, because it's the same truth. It's the same reality, and sometimes Because there is a physical movement, the mind has enough movement in it or flexibility in it that there's a natural reflectiveness that takes place. That happens also. Because, I mean, I've certainly had insights in when doing walking meditation, or insight doing sitting meditation, so that it's not a... A lot of it is what is one's own ability to take an interest in that practice itself.